What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome back to the mothership.
We're happy to have you. Thanks for flying with us today. My name is Emily. I'm going to be the captain today.
And today we have the mother of all mothers, the queen mother herself. Ryu.
A pocket pop star.
Love that intro song. It's groovy.
Yeah. Introduce yourself, lady.
I am your mother.
I am your mother.
I am your mother. I am your mother.
Ooh, I like that.
Jem, what do you call her?
I call her a lot of things. G Money, mainly.
Only Glow the money. Decent ones, please.
G Money, because she's a gangster.
Ah, is that why? I always wondered why G Money.
Yeah, it's your rap name.
All right, so it's 12:34 in the morning. We are with G Money, G Mommy, Mom, Mama Bear, Gloria Estefan,
CQ.
Conga Queen.
We're going to put your mom on the spot.
All right, how so?
We're going to play Truth or Drink. Oh. Which, by the way, she's already said that she's just going to drink the whole time and not answer anything, and that's not allowed
No,
either.
I know it's a podcast. Come on.
She's like, oh, sip.
It's really hard to put me on the, you know, line.
Put you on there. The line?
Yeah,
okay.
It's hard. We'll see.
The good thing is that you don't have to answer anything you really don't want to.
Yeah, the other option is just drink your wine.
Or I'll say, porque no me da la gana.
Porque no te da la gana.
But that's the rule. If you don't want to answer, you have to drink.
All right.
And
oh,
guess what?
Darn.
Here's the fun part. It works both ways, or it works three ways. So
it works
Emily and
both
I.
Ways.
Oh,
there we go. All right, that's been one of my questions, by the way. Here's my disclaimer, guys.
Wait, hold on. Let me explain to her. We're gonna put you on the spot.
I'm taking I'm taking my first sip.
Second, if we're counting.
I am really rethinking this now. Well, we put you on the spot, but you get to put us on the spot too. Okay.
So okay.
You got weapons over there. You can use.
You did a bad thing.
Maybe did a bad thing. All right, here's my disclaimer though, guys. Whoever's out there, you got to drink responsibly. I'm happy that my mom is here, because if she's taught me anything in this world, is that everything is balance.
Yes.
So please enjoy out there responsibly. With that being said, if you are someone who is able to enjoy responsibly, I invite you to join us.
Imbibe.
Yes, exactly. So how are we starting this off? Who's going first?
You're the host. Yes. You go first.
We're going to go first. I think you should go first because it's your mom.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
Oh, boy.
No. I know that we both have a list of questions here.
I'm taking a drink before you ask me.
It's the primer. I should have organized these in level of seriousness.
Can you read
that
writing?
Yeah.
How did you learn to write so tiny?
Because I'm trying to save paper.
And squinting hardcore. All right.
Small price to play for the planet.
I'm ready. Do okay. it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Truth or Drink with Jem and Glow and M. I almost forgot myself.
I hope you brought enough bottles of wine.
I only brought two, so let's make it, you know.
Are you ready?
Quick. Yes.
All right. We're going to start it off.
In a year now.
We're going to start it off clean and simple.
All right.
All right. Remember, if you don't answer, you got a drink.
I got it.
All right. Out of your two children, who is your favorite child?
Ooh, it depends on the day.
That's what you're gonna answer. That's really fair. Nobody's safe.
You know what? I don't even blame you for that. All right, she answered, so that means that.
Yes.
Here I go.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, I'm gonna have.
Oh, wait a minute. You drink if I answer?
No.
Oh no.
Oh no. I don't know.
Maybe that's my rule.
No, I think she's just drinking for fun.
Just so that I'll join you anyway. Oh
my. We're breaking.
The game is truth, drink, or drink anyway. Okay, speaking of lies, what's the worst lie you've ever told?
I don't tell lies.
You've never told a lie? I don't believe
you. Well, maybe a compliment to somebody, you know, when they, I mean, they always deserve it, but, you know, just to be nice.
Mom, you're too nice.
Yeah, I get accused of that. No, I can't. I don't enjoy lying. A long time, you know, sometimes you do those white lies, especially if you're in the corporate world or business world, or you're an artist and people are constantly showing you stuff. Oh, what do you think of this? Oh, what do you think of that? I'm never going to dishearten someone from doing something because how do I know what's going to be?
But what if you'd be doing them a favor?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think it's a favor.
Emily and I, last night, she showed me this really cool video, which was really funny, of these two young girls who were on America's Got Talent. And poor things could not sing. But sometimes Emily was saying, she was like, do these kids' moms not love them?
Right.
Because they're embarrassing
themselves. Mom, come on. Okay.
Some people do it just to get on the show. They don't care.
True.
Mom. True. Mom.
But I think they really thought they were good.
We are working together right now, which we're going to get to later.
Yes.
All right.
However, you better plug that thing.
Hello. Plug that shit in. But listen, we're going to get to that. But we trust each other's ears, right?
Yes.
You're a great singer. If I sounded bad, would you let me go on America's Got Talent? Like, if you thought, like you said, those little white lies, like Jem said, have you ever told a lie? Oh my god, here we go, two sips of wine. Yes, Jem calls me a one beer queer for a reason.
There you go, your cheap date.
Yeah, hey, yeah. It's better than an expensive one. Listen, so let's say, for example, those little white lies.
I should have brought tequila.
Oh,
we have vodka.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. It's gonna degenerate quickly. All right, go ahead.
Wish y'all were here. Miss you.
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't have enough for them.
No.
Stop avoiding my question.
I'm not. Go ahead.
Wouldn't you think it would actually be a disservice to encourage them in that career?
Well, first of all, I don't think some parents know that their kids aren't great. Because a parent is always going to support the child. I've never had that issue, so I've never been in that situation. No, honestly, I mean, I've never pushed either one of you into anything, and you know that.
Right.
Look, when somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it.
That's true.
And when somebody doesn't want to do something,
no,
you can't force them. You can't force them to do that. You know, you got to just let people live.
That's true. All right. Good answer.
Okay. Was that a question?
Yeah. So now
okay.
I have
so right. now wait. So now I have a question turn. Now. My turn.
So what we can do is you can do one M, then me, then
okay. All right. Turn, all right. So turn, yeah, my turn. Right, you asked me the question. All right. Did you ever feel that I pushed you into something you didn't want to do?
I think it's time to take a drink.
No.
A safe zone, guys. We can be honest.
No. Okay. I felt like you knew that I was talented before I did. Does that make sense?
Of course.
So I remember feeling like I had something inside of me, but I wasn't ready to sing, and you were trying to pull it out of me. I mean, I'm sure, granted, at the end of the day, that's why I was able to get there eventually. But in the moment, it did feel like, oh no, my God, she wants me to sing. She knows I can sing, and I wasn't ready. So in the moment, maybe it did. However, now, perspective, looking back, which is so important in life, I wouldn't be here today without you validating that when I couldn't validate it for myself.
Well, but I never really validated. All I did is give you an opportunity. If you remember, the first time you ever sang publicly was at Hello, the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God. And I hashtag nepotism.
I knew you would kill it because at that point you'd already sung for me with your guitar, Bet I Made,
That's
One in the Morning.
That's the scariest gig I've ever had in my entire life.
And you told me I couldn't cry or look at you. What kind of person are you? What? Like, it's crazy.
I'm not a person, you know that.
But anyway, I asked you, I said, look, there's this opportunity. I think it'd be a really cool gig for you because imagine for your whole life being able to say that your first ever, you know, song done on stage was at the Hollywood Bowl, place where the biggest people have performed. And I thought it was a real cool shot, but I knew you could do it. It wasn't because, oh, let me just stick my kid in this show and people are going to sit through it. I knew you were going to blow people away, and you did. Did you run backstage while I was up there singing and run to the bathroom to try to puke? Yes.
Aww, yes.
Right? And then you came out and you killed it as if you had been a pro for 40 years of your life, no matter how you felt. Oh. So I knew you could do it.
Well, thanks.
Everybody was blown away.
Wait, it's her turn.
I was about to say it's Mom's turn.
Okay. I know we don't have to choose only one thing.
Okay.
But right now, at this point in your life, if there's one thing that you really want to do above everything else, what is it?
Like career-wise?
Yes.
Write a book.
There you go.
That's the thing that no matter what I do, I feel is like a pending thing that I have to do.
Well, you were writing, when I met you, you were studying writing.
Yeah. My degree's in English. My degree's in English, and I work as a stylist. I love that. And a podcaster.
My degree's psychology and communications. What would you write about?
One of the things that I'd love to publish is like an anthology of poems. Because I have some already, but they are representative of me at a different time, and my writing style has changed, and I haven't written like that in a long time. Kind of like anything. When you go out to sing and you haven't sung in a long while, your voice is not up to chops. So that's something that I really want to do. And then something that I always have wanted to do is share the story of my life. My childhood was really unconventional. And, you know, as a lot of the people who've listened on the podcast know, I went through a big thing with my mom when I was 17. And a lot of different moments in my life that have shaped me to be who I am. And as I've gone through life, I've noticed that there were lessons that I experienced in my childhood that I think might benefit somebody. Hopefully.
Okay, well, there you
somebody
go.
Who maybe might have been in the same place as me. So, but you know what it is? It's that like negative self-talk that's like, you're 27. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm 27 for 3 more
days.
That's
old.
My happy almost birthday to you.
That's a quarter century plus.
Thank you.
Happy almost birthday to you.
Wow. You know what? Actually, this episode will come out the day after my birthday, so it's appropriate.
There you go.
So happy birthday, Jem. Big
you,
up.
Thank you.
You will be 28.
Yes, uh-oh. I will. Beginning the first day of
29. I don't like even numbers.
No.
You know what else you're not going to like? Oh, it's my turn.
All right, cool.
All right. Ugh, we're going to pivot a little. I think I need to pour a little something here.
Here, let me help you.
All right, Mom. You better have something to drink here, too, because I know you.
I'm ready.
All right.
You're going to spill it.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's too precious. Don't spill it here. Let me refresh mine.
I almost wish you would answer this, but I know you too well.
All right, go
ahead. Hey, you never know. Don't set it up like that.
What is the rudest encounter you've ever had with a celebrity?
Do I say it? Do I not? Do I say it? Do I not?
Just remember.
Okay, I'm not
just
naming
remember,
names.
Just remember that one out of every American listens to In Our Own World podcast.
Yes. No.
Wait, what? One out of every American?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us.
Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, let me preface this by saying that everyone is nice to me, so I can't really judge. But there is one person that has managed to twice in my life be a part of a not fun incident.
I wish you could see my face right now.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to name any names, but let's just say that the first incident happened at the wedding of a very famous singer and her famous not singer.
Can we know
Beau.
Who the wedding was?
No, you can't, because then you'll figure it out.
Take a sip.
All right, here's a sip.
Here's a sip for the
tip
wedding.
Sip for the wedding.
All right. And one of the heads of my record company was insisting to introduce me to this person. And I don't like hounding people.
Yeah.
I don't like bothering them. I don't like stepping into their space. I don't like bugging them.
Yeah.
I'm fine if anybody comes up to me because I love people genuinely, but I don't like to inflict myself on people. And sure enough, he drags me over to the table. Uh-oh. And this other very famous singer is sitting at the table. And they introduce me. And all I see is that singer's eyes rolling up at me and just staring at me and saying absolutely nothing.
Not one word.
No.
Not one word. And then, so I left. It was fine. I said, oh, I'm a big fan, whatever. And out I went. And then the other one was in actually a few years ago where Frank, our beloved Frank, who is...
God rest his soul.
Love you, Frank. Rest in peace. I feel you, brother. He's a huge fan of that same singer.
Uh-oh.
And
now I know who it is.
We were at the White House and we were all together there getting an award, and he wanted to go up because he's a huge fan. I mean, huge was. And probably still is from where he is.
Or maybe not so much anymore.
No, maybe, God knows. No, he is. And I'm going to go and say hello. And I'm saying, Frank, don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
You know what I went through. Don't do it. And so we were going through the stateroom, him and I alone, and the person was coming the other way, and he sticks his hand out saying, I'm such a big fan, whatever. And the person just completely ignored his hand and bypassed him and just walked right on by. And we were the only other two people in the room. So, and I turned to him and I go, I told you so,
damn it. Of course. You know, that's one thing that I learned about you when I first met you guys, that you, which I don't agree with, by the way, not that I have an opinion to share here, but I completely disagree with.
Everyone has an opinion.
Well, you will be like pulling the fork up to your mouth mid-dinner with like your closest family members. And no matter what, if somebody approaches you, you will stop whatever you're doing to give them time.
Of course I will.
Of course I love you for that, but I also think people don't have boundaries. Okay.
But I am not their teacher, number one.
Mom, people have taken glasses off your face.
Yes, they have. And that was not, that was rude. That was not nice. But you know what? This is, I know that they're seeing me there and they go, God knows if I'll ever get this chance again.
True.
And they may be having to leave or whatever, or they may be desperate, wanting to capture the moment. And I have the opportunity in that moment to either make somebody really messed up for the rest of their lives and maybe never try something, because a lot of them are shaking when they come up to me and nervous.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And that's a lot of power. So I'd rather have the power to make them happy and remember something beautiful and take a nice feeling with them. If I'm in public, if I don't want to be hounded, I'll stay home. Quite true. Honestly, I love my house. I don't need to go anywhere. But if I'm going to be out in public, and that's beautiful. Imagine if you went out there and nobody asked you for anything.
I have a really bad story.
Do you have to like, okay, I know I'm going out in public, so I know I'll be approached.
Yes, absolutely.
And I had an experience where Jem and I wanted to go to the Super Bowl and we were trying to jank some tickets from somewhere. And
your dad gave them to us.
Hello. Yes. So he's then mom and dad were like, the same with a lip gloss today. She's like, Mom, can I have the lip gloss back? Unless you want it, but then keep it. That's mom in a nutshell, which is incredible. But anyway, so we wanted to go to the Super Bowl and they were like, hey, we got these tickets. Like, you know, oh yeah, Jem and I were so excited. And I was already pissed off because I'm going to say it right now again for everybody to hear out there. All right.
I know. A-Rod.
Let me tell you something. A-Rod, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, one day you're going to hear this. I love you. I'm sure that you're a wonderful person. But how dare you? How could you say that J-Lo was the first Latina to do the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy.
No, it's true.
I'm not over it.
No.
Okay, by the way, can I clear something up right now?
Yes. Wait, that might be one of my questions.
Okay, because you know what they
what was that?
Me cogen pa trajín.
What was that? Establish it right now. All There's no beef.
No, absolutely no beef.
Okay, go.
Okay, people have to sell. There's a lot of shows. There's a lot of content that needs to be filled. And people are going to grab up, you know, juicy stuff. So the other day, I'm on Andy Cohen's show. I love that. Watch What Happens Live. Great show. A lot of fun. And he asked me about the friggin' Super Bowl again. And to be clear,
what did he ask you?
What did I think about what J-Lo had said on her documentary about Shakira and the thing and the whatnot? Okay. So I'm being my usual diplomatic self. And then also my jokey self.
Right.
I say, no, anyway, you know, they killed it, which they did. They did a killer show.
It was amazing.
That's why we went to
They did
honest,
a killer
to see
show.
Them.
They had actually invited me before they were even involved.
Yeah.
And I had said no because, again, I don't want to go on a diet in December. I've done it twice. I'd rather leave it successful, great two times. It's a lot of pressure, and I'm at a different point
Excuse
in
me.
My life.
Hold. Not only have you done it twice, one of those times with Wiz. Stevie Mother Effin' Wonder.
Yes.
That's amazing.
A-Rod.
And Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I love you. I don't know who that is, but that sounds great.
Mama, please. Savion Glover. No, it was fantastic. It was great.
You hear that, A-Rod?
But
you hear that?
So we shared that. So they accused me later on, all over Page Six and all over a bunch of places, that I had shaded J-Lo. And all I said was, I think they had enough. And I said, can you imagine if she had a beef because there was a second Latina? If I would have been on, it would have been a free-for-all. And then I literally would have gone on and said, come on, shake your body, baby, and out, because there's no time. And all of a sudden, I became fodder for the press saying that I had shaded J-Lo.
You didn't
shade J-Lo.
Yeah, you did.
No.
I'm proud of J-Lo. I thought her and Shakira killed it.
They shaded J-Lo.
I did not shade J-Lo.
Yeah, you did.
She did not shade J-Lo. Okay.
I'm starting drama.
Listen, devil's advocate.
Listen, we're trying.
So wait, do you want to finish your story about your celebrity encounter at the Super Bowl?
Because I know
she's dying.
I'm just so happy that just happened.
Do it.
No, again, I'm not going to name names because at the end of the day, that's rude.
Although we wish we could, but
Although, yeah.
We would out them, but then you're going to say you're shading them, so yeah, you don't want that.
Exactly.
And is also, it shade if it's true?
Don't shade. Yes, it is. Don't you shade anybody. Yeah. It's not worth
just
it.
Just keep to yourself. Mm-hmm.
You okay, know? So let's...
Except talk about it, but with no
let's
names.
Let's pretend that...
Let people play a guessing game. Yeah, you're going to make them crazy. Who are you talking about? I need to know.
Well, that's why you're here on this flight with us. By the way, I feel like the anti-gravity is happening. I don't know if it's the wine or if we're entering...
I don't know, but you just made me deaf.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
me too.
God.
Sorry, that's what happens in space.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so anyway, back to the Super Bowl. Gave us his tickets. We were super excited. Apparently, the way that you got the tickets was through some kind of event where other celebrities were involved. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I just happened to message you and say, oh my gosh, I'm sitting next to this celebrity.
Right.
And
right.
You were like, oh my gosh, I was literally with this person last night. Like, just say hello. And I literally turned to Gemin, just like you said, I don't like to hound people.
Right.
I don't want to bother you. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, whatever. Well, in some kind of lull.
For visual representation, it was this celebrity's spouse, me, and then M in a line.
Right. So I waited for a lull, and also we've been sitting next to each other, and it's the Super Bowl.
By the way, do you know that lull in Dutch is delicious? Oh, yes. No, actually, it's a bad word. Never mind.
Oh,
lekker. Lekker is delicious. Lull is altogether something else. Don't say it in the Netherlands. Don't say it.
What just happened?
Oh, my God.
We went through a wormhole. Hi, thank you so much for holding on. That's it has been a turbulent, but thanks. Peace. You could take your seatbelts on now. If you would have seen her face.
I wish they would see her face. Yes.
That is me, the encyclopedia of useless information.
Mom, you looked so excited. Like, you were so excited to share that, and then you were really scared. It went from one.
I forgot. Then I remembered.
I'm not going to fault you for that, but I'm definitely going to include this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You should.
Sorry, Netherlands.
You can include everything.
Oh, she's an open book.
Yes.
Okay, still back to my story.
Let's finish the damn story.
We're not even down half a bottle of wine, and look at us.
Oh, God.
We're one beer queers. Okay, so we're sitting there. The spouse, Jem set up the scene. We're in a line, etc. Okay. And I decide to take my moment. My confidence was up, which never happens. And I turn, literally, I take a breath to go, like to say, hello, I'm Emily, this and this and that. And I am not one to be like, hi, I'm Gloria Estefan's daughter. I'm one to be like, hi, I'm Emily, or I'm Emily Estefan, right, or whatever. But in this particular situation, this was the way, I was trying to say,
you were sending a message.
I had asked
her.
You to say hello.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I just go, and I breathe, and I turn my arm. So I turn, I don't even say a word, and all of a sudden, before I even say anything, this spouse of this person goes, whatever it is, no. No pictures, no talking, no nothing, yep. No.
Didn't even let her just finish the sentence.
Didn't even let, nothing.
Oh boy, I remember you calling me in a huff.
Oh, she was mad at the rest of the Super
Bowl. A dither, a huff.
The rest
you
of the
what?
Super Bowl, she
a
was
cheating
mad.
Piorca.
These are the moments where we share, and I get upset because I'm like, I wish that, I feel bad that, you know, if I hadn't said what I said, and I hope that she learned something.
It was
that
definitely
day.
A learning opportunity
for her. And that's my point, because as a human being on my end, I am really upset that any person that is in front of you, like you said, if they have respect and love, and you have to give them respect and love,
yeah,
because guess what? That day, I turned around and I had the opportunity, which very few people have, to say, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry. My mom is Gloria. You were with her last night. And she actually just wanted me to say hello. And that was it.
But look, right there in a nutshell is what I was telling you. All right? She had the opportunity of just being nice. You were stuck there. It's not right. Like you were going to make them go out of their way. And what did they do? They upset you. Something that you will remember the rest of your life, right, no matter what happens. So, true. You know, those are important things.
Yeah. G-Money. Okay. Gloria Estefans out there, I'm going to reveal something.
Oh,
one of my favorite things about my mom that some people may not know is that you always have your toe rings.
I love toe rings.
How long have you had those toe rings on?
Oh my God, it's got to be longer than you're alive. So
have you ever taken them off?
Yeah, Mama, remember I had them from before
but
you were born.
You've changed them.
Never. It's the same three.
Do you ever take them off?
Well, I had two, but then I added you when you were born. So it was for my son and my husband. Aww. I never take them off. And now it's for my husband and the two kids. All right, Gemini. Because this has always really, really made me curious.
Okay.
All right, all right. You are 28 years old.
I am 28.
How long have you lived in Miami?
My whole life. Well, since I moved back, since I was 19, but then my whole life before that.
You've lived in Miami
for 28
years.
For 28 years.
Yet you did not know, or so you claim, you did not know who Gloria Estefan was.
No, that is not it. I knew who Gloria Estefan was, but I didn't know who Gloria Estefan was to the degree that I did not know your music.
Did you not see me in your fourth grade reader?
Oh my God. It's getting
real. I don't
know.
Oh my God, I'm in there, girl.
Here's the thing. I think that if I would have really known who you were, I wouldn't have been able to make a connection to Emily in a genuine way. So the fact that I didn't know your music or like you for you as your career.
As the conga queen.
I'm sorry.
Of Miami.
She's never going to let this go. All I can say is I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Have you ever broken the law?
Never.
Never?
Never, ever, ever, ever,
She's lying.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Oh, really?
Nope.
How much you want to bet?
I bet.
Put $100 on the table right now.
Put $100 on the
table. Do it.
Okay.
I don't have it on me, but
metaphorically.
I'm good for it.
Right. Are you?
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact you've broken the law.
The law?
No.
Yep.
The law.
I mean,
no, I'm not talking about a rule.
Breaking the law.
The law.
Breaking the law.
I guess technically it's the law she's stolen.
I have not stolen.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
What?
Okay,
go.
So we went to the movies with my friends and mom and Heather, throwing her under the bus too. And my mom has never broken a rule or a law in her entire life. And I was literally trying to encourage her.
Okay, like, the movie theaters, that's not a law.
And I did. And hello,
pay up.
Hold, Jem, she stole a movie ticket because she said, oh, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to stay and I'm going to watch the next movie. Guess what happened? The popcorn guy came in to clean up. She thought it was the police and she ran out of there.
She chickened out.
And she was in front of me in front of the parking.
No.
To be honest, I was just tired and wanted to go home.
Listen, you just made the easiest $100 ever, okay?
I don't like to cheat and I didn't do it.
And you
because I left. I didn't see the movie.
You went in the theater.
I left. I did not go in the theater.
You got scared.
You guys were trying to make me stay, and then you bailed.
You thought that the popcorn guy
you
was a police.
You bailed. No, I thought that the janitor was security.
Show me your tickets.
No, no.
Okay, babe, you owe your mom $100.
Yeah. No, she owes me $100.
I didn't break the law.
She did not break the law.
Yeah, you did.
I went home.
You stole a movie ticket.
No, I did not go in. I did not see the movie.
Yep. You were sitting in there.
I was not.
Call Heather right
now. She was
lost. I never even went inside. The guy was outside. I didn't go inside the theater.
Leave her alone. She didn't break anything.
Heathen.
What about you?
What?
Have you ever broken a law?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've broken a ton of laws.
You're very proud of that.
No, it's not like that. It's just like I respect, you know, where we live and what we got to do and whatever. But so many laws are just
like what?
Dumb.
Yeah.
What law did you break? It's bullshit,
okay.
I tell you.
No waiting.
The what?
I was in Boston, in Berkeley. And in the reflection pond in Berkeley, there's sign that says no waiting.
Yeah, you did.
And I thought that it meant, like, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that W-A-D-I-N-G is a word. I didn't know.
Oh, my God. In college?
See, some of us don't know.
I went to music school.
See, it's
maybe if
you
went waiting, Mama, then I would get it.
You went to prep school.
Nope.
Don't give me that crap.
Never heard that word in my life.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
well, you were bad at spelling your entire life.
You see? Thank you.
I hate to say that now all the rules are out the window with texting. So.
Oh, yeah. With texting, forget it.
What you guys hate is when I send like a million texts. Like,
oh, my God.
That's me.
You make me insane.
Can I tell you
why
we do that?
Can you please finish the thought and then press send?
You want to know why we do that?
To hound me.
No. The reason why that happens is because of AIM. Have you ever realized that? AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. When we would communicate with our friends, it was type a sentence, enter, type a sentence, enter, type a sentence, and we never lost
that. It's not even a friggin' sentence.
It's not, you're right. It's not.
It's two words.
I know.
That mean nothing.
No.
And then two more words that still mean nothing.
Or is it poetry?
I do it too.
It's
I gotta tell you.
It's a nation without representation.
All right, opportunity for growth in our own world.
Yes, please. Just sit patiently. You know what it is? It's your fingers pressing the wrong key before
you're done
writing.
I'm a drummer. Hey, what do you want? My fingers move fast. All right.
God almighty.
Okay. Jesus. Wow, I need a drink for that one.
Oh, all right. Get on with the questions.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Ooh. Never.
Never?
I only had two jobs. My first job was interpreter at the airport for French, Spanish, and English, college work study. Even before I started school, I started as the summer. And then the band. That's it.
You would have had to fire yourself.
Wait. But I wasn't fired. On the contrary, I was a hot commodity. When I was in high school, Abuela had all these friends revalidating their teaching credentials. Yeah. And by the way, okay, maybe this was a bit of breaking the law there. Look, I didn't know this.
So I get my $100?
Oh, no. Nope. Because it wasn't me breaking it, it was them. All right, so they had a really tough time writing in English, and they did the course and everything, but they couldn't really write. So I was making a nice little tidy sum writing their theses and
paid to write papers.
Closing papers, and I always got A's. They were very happy, and they paid me a lot of money for that time.
Hey,
yeah. There you go. Got to do it. Got to work where you can.
Yes, I like that.
And I like writing. I really, and you know, I could pretty much graduate as a teacher now because. But there you go. Is it true, or maybe does drinking wine in teeny tiny cups make you drunker?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God. All right, here we go.
Okay, this is another one. What has been the most difficult part about what you do for a living?
Other than photo shoots, which are not
my
favorite.
Oh my God, I'm surprised you're saying that.
Why?
You are amazing in photo
but
shoots.
But I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
You know what it is? Me. Your body has to be in a pretzel shape or else it doesn't look right. You have to have something happening behind your eyes. So you have to really be thinking and creating. And then you have to look relaxed. Yet it's a pain. And it's not my favorite. Again, since I don't like being the center of attention. And that's what a photo shoot is.
Or fittings.
Oh, my God. I hate that. But, well, it's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
All right, Em. What has been the hardest thing about being an Estefan kid?
Oof.
Or has there? Because maybe not.
Comparison is hard. And a lot of times in the world when people are hurting and they are hurt, they try to hurt you. And when you are, when you try to shine, when you're somebody who wants to shine, who's shining and who has something to give, people will bring you down. It's going to happen. It just is what it is. Whether you excel in the field that you're in, whether you have a talent, whether you're just comfortable in your skin, you know, like people will try to drag you down because they're going to be jealous of whatever you're feeling. So if anything, it would just be that comparison factor of the Estefan, like having a legacy and people already like falling in love and supporting you guys. And then, you know, like having an expectation for me.
The measuring stick.
Right. Yeah. The measuring stick. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I like your jazz stuff, but, like, that's not pop, that's not fun, you're not as hot, right. You're not as pretty, why aren't you straight, why aren't you this, why aren't you that, but all those...
Why aren't you quiet, the person that's asking all these questions, because who cares?
Like, right.
And that, I know, is hard.
It's because, hard, but, you know...
Especially stepping into a career of music.
Which, right. By the way, there are ways to avoid that. A... My entire life, you know, I've told you, I don't read interviews that I've done. I don't Google myself. Ugh. I don't...
The curiosity doesn't, like, eat away at you?
I really, on the contrary.
Really?
I want to do what I do in the artistic and beautiful way it's intended to be put out there. I know people are going to have opinions, and I know that I have to be ready for whatever that may be, whether they get it or not. I was telling you that I got this DM today from a fan, which is one of the most beautiful things I've read, because what he wrote me was, and thank you Paulo Thierry for that beautiful message out. But he said, you know, your albums, he really scoped it out exactly as I've intended. That each of the albums that I've done are different and unique and explore other things but are still somehow me. And that's, as an artist, how beautiful it is to explore every facet that interests you. And from things like the Glory album, that's all, you know, dance and all that, to Mi Tierra, that is roots music that I grew up listening to, that we spent 5 years working on.
Miss because Little Havana with Pharrell.
Exactly. Alma Caribeña, which explores the Caribbean, Unwrapped, that is Andean sounds and all this. Colombia, En Abriendo Puertas. And it's not that I'm not Colombian, I'm not Andean, but I am Latina. And these rhythms.
I think you're missing a record.
Which one? Oh, Primitive Love? No. Let It Loose?
Estefan Christmas.
Oh! Nice segue, woman. See, you're learning fast.
No, we'll get there, but anyway.
No,
yes,
no, let's do that right now. Let's do it right now, because this is one of those instances, okay? I got the idea for this is because my grandson, who loves to spend the night, and I am thrilled that he loves to spend time with me as I do with him. I heard his voice crack, and I thought to myself, oh my God, he's only 10 years old, but he's way advanced. He's very tall. He's very sensitive. He's a beautiful artist. And I thought, this moment is leaving us.
We need to capture it.
It's dissipating before my very eyes. And I knew what he's been doing vocally and artistically and musically. And I wanted to share that with our fans. And I came to you, and I, because, you know, I'm always a little reticent about bringing you projects that involve me, because I know how difficult it is for you to do stuff with me because you're trying to break out into your own world. And I totally get that.
Which I still need to do. And I am doing, and I will do. Right. Exactly. Like, I have my own stuff. However, just because your entire family is musicians doesn't mean that you don't create incredible art. Like, this is going to happen once in a lifetime. We will never be able to record and capture this moment where I am in my 20s, you are in your
and in my Sasha 60s. I'm proud of it. Come on,
girl. She's earned her stripes.
I can't believe I'm here now, because life has flown by.
Yeah.
And I see time passing, and that's what's really scary. I've written a lot of songs about it. Time waits for no
one.
You have
time and a lot of songs.
Yes, I do, because I see it rushing by me. And I came to you and I said, hey, what do you think about this idea? Two Thanksgivings ago, we were, you know, I always host Thanksgiving and we were in the playroom, and Sasha loves to do little shows like I did when I was a kid.
Hello,
for the family.
It was me, Jem, you, and Sasha. That's we literally had a rehearsal. Jem and you and me and Sasha put on an entire show.
Yeah, yeah. We took out the keyboards and the little speaker. Yep. And we said,
ukulele.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, let's write this little, a little something that we can then pass the mic around our family and tell them what they're thankful for. So we wrote the hook of I'm thankful for you. Which I'm thankful. And for two Thanksgivings, we've gone out there, and this has been a tradition. So I said, I'd love to take the song, have you come to Vero. Sasha was there. You came over. And I want to write the song for this album. And I told her, I want to capture Sasha in before he
voice changes.
Well,
it's not only that. The innocence of a child is the true magic of life. Like, what Christmas is about is that even though, you know, you may stop, quote unquote, believing in Santa, doesn't matter how old you get, you can't stop believing in magic.
Ooh.
Like,
how dare you, I believe in Santa. No, Santa is absolutely real.
Yeah.
And he is coming to you with this gift this Christmas.
On October 30th. No.
Estefan family Christmas.
Estefan family Christmas, baby.
Yes.
This Christmas. I'm going to go pee. I'm going to be really quiet. And Jem and Mom are going to keep going because here we go.
Yes, we're staying. We're not going to cut. All right, let me see. All right. Jem. Your grandmother is an amazing poet.
Yeah.
She's an amazing Cuban. She never played Mi Tierra at home.
Oh, my God. I should have known. I should have known. And you know what's crazy? My family was actually connected to you. And I didn't even find that out until Em and I were dating.
I tried to show those pictures.
The picture, I know.
The radio. Who was that radio guy? That's freakish.
I know. And if you see the time code, Emily and I were both born. It was like 96 or something.
Oh, my God.
So that means you were with my mom and dad. Em was at home. I was at home, maybe with my grandparents or something. And you guys were at a party.
There you go. See that? It's kismet.
I've always wondered, you know how sometimes couples will find like a picture where they're in the same picture, but like as kids? I've always wondered.
Well, let me tell you this. When I was a kid, my grandfather worked. He was the manager of Salon Tropical, this restaurant. And the daughter of the owner was going to have a quince. Mm. And she asked me to be in it because they had like 35 couples and they couldn't find anybody. So they were asking, I guess, people that worked for them. And my grandfather, who had somebody that age, and I was, and he kind of like forced me into it. But we rehearsed for weeks. And at that quince, Emilio was there as a guest.
What?
Our drummer Kiki was there. We were not together as a band yet. Kiki was there and Marcos, my bass player, was there.
No.
So all four of us were at the same quince, yet we didn't know each other and we didn't know what was going to come down the pike.
Okay, so M went to Berklee 5 week, right? That same summer, I was dating somebody. And she was a student at Berklee, and I spent the summer there, and we were living on the same street, Emily and I. And then I found out that where I actually lived when I lived in Boston was the apartment next to where Giuliano lived, and Emily frequented.
Weird.
Isn't
Shout
that
out
weird?
Giuliano. Love you, G.
Okay, so speaking of college, glow money.
Uh-oh.
G, all right. Ready? What's the hardest drug you've ever tried?
Whoa.
She can drink. She doesn't
hardest
have to answer.
Hardest drug was the morphine they put me on.
Oh, no. Come on.
It
recreational.
Is.
Recreational.
That is the hardest drug. And I was allergic to it. And I had to take like anti-nausea.
I was about to say, aren't you allergic to narcotics?
I am.
No, I don't mean, you know, like FDA approved. I'm talking about street.
No, I don't think so. That would have been the one because it was brutal. It was hard. And it was not fun for
and
me.
And this was, you had to have morphine because of your accident?
Yeah, and they had to inject me with this anti-nausea. But let me tell you this. So we take the Dilaudid home that I had never taken because they would have to give me anti-nausea. So it's a few months after I have the Dilaudid. I never took it because it made me feel really sick. And I wanted to know how my body was coming back.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it. And I see it sitting there and I go to Emilio, hey, what about if we...
You both?
Now that I'm not in pain.
Yeah. I love that.
What if we, like, try this Dilaudid?
Yeah. Look at
like,
you.
And he goes, all right, why not? Like, your dad, you know, he's up for anything. But we take the thing. We woke up 16 hours later.
No.
It was like if they had hit us over the head with a sledgehammer. We literally took it and thinking, oh, okay, let's see what this is going to be. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you some other story because that's how ridiculous your dad and I are. Okay. So it's the weird newlyweds and it's, you know, late 70s in Miami. And, I had never even seen weed in my entire life. Never through high school. I never had a drink.
It doesn't surprise me because Cubans were...
Wait, no. At my group of friends, nobody did this shit. So, and, you know, all the drugs were considered like kind of low life in Cuba. So it wasn't, oh my God, no. Yeah. So he goes to work and there was an American dude there. He goes, Emilio, I got this best weed, like pot. You got to try it. It's great for sex, all this. So, of course, your dad, they tell him it's great for sex. He's going to go. So he's driving home with two joints in his car, and he started sweating, and he started worrying, and he opened the window and threw them out the window.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can really picture that.
He's the best. You guys don't break any rules. You go by the book. Thank God we're living in a time where you don't have to do that anymore. Although, Dad is not throwing any joints out the window anymore because welcome to this prehistoric age.
I know.
Okay, I have another one. I've got plenty.
I'm having a good time, but the cheese is melting.
And we haven't had any of it.
How are we going to eat while we're talking?
True. Okay. All right. So I got my answer, sort of.
Please.
Okay. Who's your celebrity crush?
I know this. I know the answer to this. Yep.
Okay.
Gino Vanelli.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
It's her crush, babe.
But I know.
Wait, what crush are you thinking
I've grown
about?
Up next to her. No, I know your celebrity crush.
Who is it?
You know who it is. I've grown up with you my whole life, and there's always one man that when he comes on the TV, what do you say?
Denzel
Washington.
Have you ever met him?
No.
But she loves him.
And you know what? He was on the island. He lived on the island for a while, and Emilio ran into him, and I was so jealous. I was jelly. Yeah,
Mom loves Denzel.
I love me some Denzel.
Wow, I did not know that.
Oh my God, I love him.
I was expecting like Brad Pitt, you know, like the usual ones.
Denzel. I love talent. I just think he's one of those people that's like, everything he does, he shines through. I don't know what he is personally.
Yeah.
But I feel I kind of know him through all of the things that he's done, and I just love Denzel.
Mom, I kind of knew that this was going to happen, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but
yeah,
I actually...
Yeah, she does.
He's here right now. Denzel, come in!
Cabrona.
Could you imagine? Baby, don't worry. Okay, if I ever have a chance to bring Rosalia to your door, I will, okay?
Thanks.
I might have that chance.
Oh, there you go.
But I love Rosalia. She's so awesome.
Yeah, she is
awesome. I don't think you love her how I love her, though.
Yeah, probably not. Uh-oh, we need to open the other bottle.
Okay, baby, you had a question?
Yes.
We could be here all night.
We can, by the way. Whenever, whenever you...
Wait, I haven't used any of these buttons.
Hold on. Wait.
No, no, not that. Oh, there we go. What's that? Estefan Family Christmas coming. Holiday season 2022.
Perfect.
I love this thing.
And you chose the
can
perfect
I keep
ones.
It?
Yeah.
We gotta get
can
her.
I keep it?
We gotta get
no,
her
no,
like
no,
a drum
no.
pad.
Dame esa y dame
el
opener.
Vino, el vino.
El vino, I'm gonna open it. Oh, dámelo para acá. Give me that opener.
Okay.
Pass it over. Okay, go.
Thanks. Right. Oh, no. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
What happened here?
The cork, like...
Something
broke?
Oh, no. It wasn't the cork. It was the actual bottle.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We can't drink
glass. Wait, what?
Wait, it's glass? Oh, my God. You're covered in glass.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the actual bottle broke with the...
Mom, wait.
Okay, no.
Wait, yeah. I have a yummy
again,
scotch.
Again, listen. Wait, wait, there's wait. The universe saying, don't drink.
Guys, I have a yummy scotch. Should we go that route?
No, I don't drink scotch, but you can.
Yeah, you drink.
You have your scotch. We'll have a little
candy break.
Yeah, candy break.
You want candy?
I'm drinking my calories tonight.
Be that way. By the way, you look awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Congrats.
It's called lack of sleep and working a lot.
You know what? Good for you. That's what whatever works.
Do you want to try it? At least like a little sip. You can I'll taste it.
I'll try anything once.
Okay.
It's literally, that's to wet your lips. There's nothing
in it. Paul Beatty? What is it?
Balvini.
Balvini?
Paul Beatty.
Does that have anything to do with J Balvin?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes. No.
Like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. Yes. Although I think I would imbibe any alcohol at this moment and it would be delicious. No, that it really is good scotch.
Thank you.
It's good. All right. And it's I don't even like scotch.
I don't know why. I've always liked
it. It's a very 70s drink scotch, I think. I don't know.
Despite my, you know, like being raised under a rock, I consider myself to be an older spirit.
Here she goes. Bring it back one more time.
She's turning up. Well, you know what? She knows about scotch. Yeah. That's for sure.
I knew that was coming.
Okay.
At least she knows about Bobini.
Okay. Hold on. Let me choose one. I have
in
so
her
many
tiny here. Writing.
Okay, you want to go to
She wrote so tiny that she can't even see it.
Itsy bitsy writing.
There's a lot to read. There's a lot of letters on here.
Good
okay.
Lord.
Okay. What was your first impression of me when you met me?
Wait, when was that? Oh, you came to my house.
I came to your house.
It was December. M came with
Drew.
With Twiggy.
Oh, yeah, it was Twiggy.
Oh, it wasn't Drew?
It was Twiggy and your crew from school.
Yeah, yeah.
She had told me that she had met a friend that she really dug and that was nice and that you'd been going on bike rides and you'd been really clicking.
And, I didn't know that.
Yes, and that she wanted me to meet you. But, of course, at the time, I had no clue because she had never
said anything, yeah.
And I was used to being around a lot of kids. She had a lot of friends. So you came over. I remember meeting you in the kitchen. I thought, oh, it's a really nice girl, whatever. And then you went to the trip
in New York.
And I thought you were really nice. Remember, you stayed over with your cousin in the room. And we had fun. It was a very nice impression.
Okay, good. Remember that I was so scared to meet you.
Okay, I think
you.
I'm going to have to taste some more of
that
scotch.
Me and Mom are going to have some scotch dates
now. Okay, so can I fall asleep here and you guys keep going?
What does it feel like I'm eating, like tasting an alcoholic basket?
I'm not sure what you mean
by
that.
It tastes like basket.
But you like it.
Have you ever
it's delicious.
Eaten
the best basket I've ever tasted?
I don't know, but if I were to drink a basket,
I hope it
would
kind of like
feel
this.
Like this.
You know what, baby? Let me top myself off.
Everyone, this tastes like basket.
See,
nicely.
At that moment when I entered your kitchen, I was already in love with your daughter. And I knew that you didn't know that there was something going on between us. And I was so nervous to meet
you. I had no clue.
No, I know. Even after that, when we went on the trip in New York, that's when Gabby found out. So Emily and I were like playing this trick, which, by the way, I think that was the best thing we could have ever done. I wish we would have held on to that longer. Because that month where nobody knew what we were doing except for me and Emily. Like,
that's very
literally
nice
nobody,
and exciting and beautiful.
It was beautiful and it lasted a month.
Yeah.
And it was a best month, and I would go over almost every day, and like there was just this.
I knew that something was making her happy.
You're her mom. You must have detected.
Yeah, but I didn't. Why? Because never did I feel like you know. I knew that. I thought if she's got something to say, she'll say it to me. And since she didn't, it was.
I went to New York for Emily. I had no plans of going to New York.
I thought you were going to your family's
place. That was a lie we
said.
That was a lie we said.
You, Emily, and Stefan are lying.
Yes.
Okay, listen. You can call me out. You can call me out on that.
Yes.
All right. I take accountability. However,
yes.
What really happened is that I was like, hey, I'm going to New York.
And Gabby
for
was
New Year's.
Going.
And Gabby goes, I'm going. And Jen was like, I'm going to go too. Miles.
Oh, right. Yeah. You he were, lived there.
Right.
So it was easy.
And you were like, I'll stay with Miles. Miles is in New York. Gabby's in New York. You're going to hang out with Gabby. You're in New York. Oh, forget it.
Yeah, baby. But now I just want you to know that I said that because I didn't want you to know that I wanted to go for you.
But okay. But through all of my this, she tells me, Mom, my friend is going to be there because she's visiting her family for New Year's.
Right, right, right.
And she's going to be there. And it'd be great if we could get, you know, get her tickets to come with us. Right. Yeah. Okay, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those days were like, what do I do with my time while Emily's
happy
busy?
Happy 2007.
I was literally about to say.
Oh, my God. No, the glasses look like 2007.
Not only was that the infamous 2007 team, that was the infamous, incredible Mariah Carey performance.
Oh my God.
But we'll just leave it at that because you know what?
We will.
We're just going to leave it at that. And you know what? God bless. And that was a great night.
It was amazing.
It was
and I'm sorry for lying.
And it was before, you know, all the craziness and COVID.
Yeah.
And, oh
different times.
Yeah.
Different times. It was awesome.
It was really special.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's the last round.
Let me just say
one more round.
I'm a big fan of the podcast.
I've listened
to everything. I think you guys have a really good thing going, and you have a great chemistry.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me on. I am hoping that, you know, the people that are listening are enjoyed it, and as much as I enjoy listening to all of them, it's really a lot of fun. And the point being, thank you for having me on. I hope everybody had a fun time. And what I love about this is that we're just chilling and being ourselves and having fun.
Yeah.
And people can kind of be a fly on the wall onto this kind of situation. Because when you do a show, it's all, they want this to happen. And they ask you questions.
Yeah.
And you're selling something.
And the
Stefan Family Christmas 2022. But
Stefan Family Christmas 2022.
Stefan Family Christmas 2022.
You're going to.
You're going to love it.
But other than that, I think it's really, it's fun.
Well,
to
I'm going to say something. I have been by your side my entire life. I came out of your stomach sack.
Yes, you did. Cause
so what?
You were C-section. And you were beautiful. You know who you look like?
Snow White.
Yes. She had little black curls pasted on her head and red lips and these eyelashes that reached her eyebrows.
And now I have wrinkles and a hairy face.
And we named her Emily when I was 4 months pregnant. So we would talk to her, play music. So I recorded the whole Hold Me, Thrill Me album with her in my belly. And I should have known she was going to be a drummer.
I actually haven't heard
when
that
album. I recorded her.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at her because it's her job. She has given me the whole
what
education.
What a perfect way to end
I'm
this.
I'm sorry.
What an amazing way to
look at her. Look at her.
My mom is peering. There is a laser beam.
Going. I haven't heard that one.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God. There is a
it's her
laser.
Fault. It's her job.
You never heard Turn the Beat Around by me.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that song.
It's on that friggin' album.
Oh, okay. I've heard the song. You know what? But I haven't heard the whole album. Wait, what's it called?
I'm on my last nerve with this bullshit. All right. Whatever.
And no, listen, wait, because I was saying something. I was saying
oh,
something.
Oh, right. It was your speech. Yes.
Okay, but first, give me another refill of this.
Ah!
And by the way, let me make it clear that each time she has put a dropper full in
literally,
my cup.
Literally. It's literally a...
It's a like dropper a, full.
Like
okay,
that.
Okay, see? And that's not fair.
It's if three ever, in the morning. Okay.
You're not kicking me out, but... I kind of want to sleep.
So it's here okay, we go.
We're going to eat cheese.
We're going to eat cheese. And I'm going to fart up a storm.
No, you will not.
Please.
All right. I feel like what we're doing today, funnily enough, it's a privilege for me because you're my mom and I love you.
I love you too, Mama.
Thank you.
So much. You will never know how much.
Oh,
you will never, ever be. Well, you will.
When she has
the
kid.
Day
when you haunt
me children.
When you die and you show up in my mirror as an apparition.
Okay, maybe then. But but when you have a child, if you ever have a child.
Yes.
Then you'll be a little closer to understanding.
I get
all right?
it. Because I get it. But
you,
listen.
You kind of have dogs, but it's not the same thing.
Oh, but I love them so much.
I love
but
them
anyway.
Too. But they're not going to sass you.
Are you? Have you ever met Nova?
I don't think you've met Nova.
Give me another little.
I love this.
Of this Balvini.
I love it.
Balvini. You know what? J Balvin is missing out now. I know. Promoting. Yes. I think I may like scotch now.
Yeah. If it's this one.
Yay.
Wow, G Money.
You guys, I love
Yay.
You. This
I
has
love
been
you too.
An amazing in our own world.
It
babe,
really
any last
has.
Words? Take us out.
All I can say is our relationships aside and any interactions that we've had, I admire you both as humans. I feel I have learned a lot from you both as humans. And I'm very happy to have had you here with us. I've been wanting you to come for a while.
I'm thrilled. Finally.
And I'm grateful.
You guys, this flight was deliciously wobbly. Thank you for flying with us today. What a special episode. I'll remember this day till the end of my life.
Yeah.
With my girl and my mama and talking about just everything. And you guys out there, I hope you joined us. And if you haven't, maybe you should restart right now and grab a glass of wine because it'll... And mom's footloose
I know
and fancy free with the buttons.
I know what we're getting her for her birthday next
a Roadcaster.
Month. Yep. Or a drum pad. Because, no.
There we go.
All right, guys.
There's my jam.
There we go. She did it on purpose. Guys, thank you so much for flying with us today. We love you. This has been Truth or Drink with G Money, Glow Mommy, Pocket Pop Star, Gloria, Mother Effin, Estefan, and don't you forget it.
Don't
we
you
love
forget
you.
Forget it. We love you.
Say bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Estefan Family Christmas. Goodbye.
Don't forget it.
2022.
This is a Moonflower production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, Let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.